views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Sisters Talk Radio explores our feminine power through headline topics and what women are talking about. Here are your hosts, Mona and Savitri.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. This is Mona and...
Savitri, welcome, welcome.
Great. Well, we have a very, very interesting show today and a very interesting guest. Our guest today is Dr. Carol McCall, PhD, MCC. Let's tell you what that's about. She is the founder of the Institute for Global Listening and Communication. And since 1988, she is one of the early pioneers in the field of coaching and listening communication training. She's the creator of the Listening Course, the Possibility of Woman Course, and the Life Development Coach in Communication. She's also been a co-creator of a pilot TV series based on the Possibility of Woman Course. And she's extremely gifted in her exceptional ability to listen to people. She listens to their innermost thoughts, desires, and relates to their challenges and triumphs. She's extremely adept at co-creating a non-threatening environment free from judgment in which individuals feel safe and respected in sharing their personal vulnerabilities. She is a graduate of Northwestern University and holds a master's degree in education from San Jose University and a master's certified coach from the International Coach Federation. She's completed her PhD in social psychology. And I love her dream, which is pursuing her vision of 200 million masterful listeners by the year 2020. And most importantly, she's the proudest of grandmothers, and she shares her business with her two grown children. Welcome, Dr. McCall.
Thank you, Mona. It's great to be here. It's such a privilege to be here, and I love your phrase about sisters.
We are
sisters, and absolutely sisters in listening. It's great. I love how that is said.
Great. Well, I want to start this conversation of what drove you into this career path.
Well, I'll go all the way back to very early when I was 3 years old. I was able to listen to people. I didn't know that then. I just thought everybody listened to each other the way that I was able to listen to each other. And my mother would tell me, she would say, Carol Ann, don't say anything. Even though you may be hearing something, don't say anything. And I would hear what people were really saying. And my mother would say, well, how are you? And they would answer, oh, I feel great. And I would hear that they didn't. They weren't feeling great. Actually, they were either sad or they were scared or they were angry. And I would say, no, Mommy, she's not. She's not okay. And my mother would say, shh, don't say that. And so by the time I grew up, went through, you know, elementary school, high school, and college, by that time I had really started to think there was something wrong with how I listened to people communicating, because how come people weren't hearing what I was hearing? And so it got to the point where I really thought maybe there is something wrong with me, and I started to look into various forms of therapy. And fortunately, at the time that I started to look into therapy, there were many, many greats out there who were not in therapy particularly, but, however, they were into new modalities in terms of people, self-growth and development, and people like Eric Byrne in transactional analysis, and then Virginia Satir, who was one of the most powerful therapists in terms of listening and communication, and another woman in terms of Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, who had a lot to do with death and dying, and Buckminster Fuller. I mean, these were heavy-duty people during those times. And I had the opportunity to really begin to study with them and to get that, no, there wasn't anything really wrong with me. I actually was able to I had a gift. I really was able to really listen to people and hear them. And then the crowning thing for me was, in part of my training, I started to work with a group of, I would say, therapists who really wanted to have the whole person complete. I was also a teacher as well. And so one of the things about my teaching is that I believed in teaching the whole child, and my subject was simply a vehicle for teaching the child to really respect him or herself and to come into his or her own talents. And the subject was simply a way to have them do that. And I would listen to my students very, very closely, and many of the students who didn't succeed elsewhere would succeed in my own class. And interestingly enough, I taught French, and that was one of my loves, was language. And so my French classes were the kinds of classes where students at a very early age would do well. At any rate, having taken that ability to listen and to listen to language took me into the therapy area. And during my therapy training, I also had the opportunity to do some internship with the criminally insane when they were housed in San Quentin. And so I'm getting to answer your question, because when I went into the internship in San Quentin and we worked with the criminally insane, one of the questions that was asked, how could you really do these heinous crimes? And the answers consistently, in of course, language in many different ways, but the bottom line message was, nobody listened until I was ready to take their life. That's when they listened. And that absolutely shook me to my core. From that experience, another experience that I had that solidified, and I thought, well, from now on, I'm really going to listen. And I'm really going to support people to listen to themselves and to respect and honor themselves as they're listening. And I don't mean from an egocentric place. I mean from a place of deep respect and expansion, personal expansion. And then another impactful thing that happened for me is I had the privilege to sit with the United Nations at one of their anniversaries, and I was sitting with the world, and the world was not listening. And I was clear, okay, This is it. This is what I will be doing for the rest of my life, is having the world listen to all of us. And that's where my first book came out, was Listen, There's a World Waiting to be Heard. And all of my work is designed that way, is to have 200 million masterful listeners. Because what I know about listening, when people are heard, they become productive, they become safe, they become in partnership, they start to work uniformly with each other. It's a true give and take. It's a true yin yang. It's the way that we really communicate is through listening. So that's what got me all into this. And of course, I've had many other events in my life that have solidified, yep, I'm in the right place. Absolutely, yes. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. Am I answering your question?
You are doing a beautiful job of answering that question. And one of the things that I love about you is that your personal life and your professional life, there really is no separation. So you really live what you're teaching.
Yes.
And that authenticity really comes through. And I have been working with Dr. McCall over the last month and a half through trying to sharpen and hone my skills of listening, and I can honestly say that this is your tremendous background has done so much for my listening skills that I think the world of you, and I would wholeheartedly recommend your courses and books and material to anyone listening to you on the radio show here. So we're going to be taking a break here soon, but before we go to the break, Dr. McCall, one of the things that you mentioned is that people have styles of listening. And I wonder, in just the few minutes, if you could just mention a couple of styles, and then when we come back from the break, we can talk about that.
Yes. We have 12 different styles that we use for various situations that we're in, And yet we have a default listening style, one that we fall into, and especially one when we are tired and we've had it. It's the end of the day, or sometimes in many cases it's the beginning of the day. It just depends. And when we have all of these five situations, it's people don't listen after these conditions set up. So
well,
our
let's talk about that when we come back from the break, and we'll pick up with that. So you're listening to Mona and Savitri with Dr. Carol McCall on Sisters Talk Radio, and we'll be right back.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Welcome back to this fascinating show we have today. This is Mona and
Savitri.
Great. And our special guest is Dr. Carol McCall, who's the founder of the Institute for Global Listening and Communication. And her dream is to have, her vision is to have 200 million masterful listeners by the year 2020, and we're going to help her do that. So right before the break, we were talking with Dr. McCall about listening styles and default listening styles. So Dr. McCall, can we pick up where we left off?
Absolutely. The default style. Like I said, we have actually 12 styles, and they come in several variations. So without going into overwhelm, that there's generally three to each of the 12. Like style one has "Who do you think you are?" Whatever, or so. That's a style. And so when we fall into one of these five conditions, fatigue, disappointment, fear, incompletion, and transition, if we have any one of those five conditions, we will fall into one of our default styles. And it doesn't matter where we are. It has everything to do with one of the conditions that we're in. And what I support people and encourage them and coach them, if you have all five of those, go to bed, get some rest, and start the next day. Start over, because there will be no listening going on at all. So the style one, it's, most of the default styles are dismissive or confrontive or combative, as in, who do you think you are? And here's the interesting thing about these listening styles. People use them frequently against themselves. So a default listening style is, well, if I'm so great at so-and-so and so-and-so, how come A, B, C, D, and E is happening? That has a style with, like, who do you think you are? You've turned that default style on yourself, which puts a limit on yourself, which keeps you from really listening to who you really are. And one of the things I coach people to do is to, instead of who do you think you are, it's like, congratulations, yay for me. Wow, I did it. And I'm not talking about affirmative thinking. I'm not talking about positive thinking. I'm talking about a true shift. And where that comes from is you need to have a style to replace the default style. So if your default style is who do you think you are, or so what, or whatever, you're not going to give that one up until something is replaced. And I don't mean replaced on top of. I mean truly replaced. So when you start to congratulate yourself and say, hooray for me, yay, I did it, I'm inspired, let me move forward, truly meaning it. And we do that. We have had moments when we've really congratulated ourselves, and then there's another little default style that says, and don't brag, don't say that about yourself, pump yourself up. Then the style to replace that is, wow, now I can stand on that success and move to the next one. I'm not talking about positive thinking. I'm not talking about anything overlay. I'm really talking about taking from what you just took away from yourself, giving to yourself. And this is all about listening from the perspective that we're always listening to something. From my experience with the thousands and millions of people I've worked with over these years, we're always listening to something, and they're called our thoughts. Our thoughts, we listen to them over and over and over again, and it becomes our listening style, those styles that repeat themselves. Some of our thoughts, that for people who are procrastinators, it's called do it later. Well, I'll do it later. Instead of doing it later, give yourself the thought, actually begin to practice the thought, I'll take 3 minutes to review, I'll take 5 minutes to review, I'll take an hour to review the best approach. Let me take some time to consider this instead of I'll do it later. Let me take some time, because that's the truth. That's the thought. You are legitimately taking time. Give yourself the time to do something rather than I'll do it later. If that's when you don't keep your word to yourself, when you don't truly honor yourself, it really begins to erode, to eat away at your own belief in yourself, and you stop listening to yourself. So it becomes one of those never-ending prophecies, which it does end when you stop listening to the thoughts that keep you limited. So there are 12 styles, each which has three of its own. Another style is something like, I never quite measure up, or this one, I shoulda, you coulda, why didn't you? Shoulda, woulda, coulda. The shoulda, woulda, coulda is one that really is like a self-flagellation. Well, I shoulda, if I had known, if only I had known, how come I didn't do what I should have done? When you're listening to that kind of thought, so what do you replace it with? It's like, huh, there are many choices for me to consider. I've got a lot of choices to consider. That's different from what you shoulda, woulda, coulda. I've now got choices that I hadn't considered before. That's very different. It has a totally different energy when you're listening to that thought. I have lots of choices rather than, boy, I should have done this, and wow, I should have done that, and I could have. No, yeah, if you had known, you would have done it. Had you, and since you didn't know, now you do. Mm-hmm. And another phrase that I love when people say, well, that's what I would have done, the response is, that was then, and you didn't know then, and you know now, so now what will you do? And that's something to apply to yourself. Okay, I didn't know that then. I know now. So now what will I do about it? It's about really shifting your listening for yourself. And once you start to shift your listening for yourself, this is a promise. I promise you, you will shift your listening for other people. Now, when I've made that promise, and I've done enough work with enough people say, yeah, but you don't know my, finish the sentence, you don't know my brother, you don't know my sister, you don't know my mother, you don't know my colleague, yeah, but you don't know. It's in your listening. You know you're listening. And an amazing thing happens when you change your listening right in front of your eyes. People change. Except they had always been that way. You had been listening to them a certain way. So when you shift your listening, that's what I mean by masterful listening. 200 million masterful listeners by the year 2020. When I shift my listening, the world shows up totally differently.
And so true.
People... Yeah, totally differently. Here's the news. They were always like that. It was my listening that shifted. I had an uncle once who used to call me very horrible names. And I'm going to use the expression, you little fat, ugly little girl. You little fat, ugly little girl. That's what he would say. Hi, fat, ugly little girl. That's what he would say to me. And for years, truly, I cringed at the thought of having to see my uncle, and I would see him at usually family gatherings. Much later, in my as I aged and matured, he would still call me this. You're still that little fat ugly little girl, and you know I came to hear him. That was my uncle's term of endearment for me, because all those years, he would send me wonderful checks for my birthday, for Christmas, for anniversaries. He would send me these wonderful checks. It's like, well, if you think I'm this ugly, fat, ugly little girl, why do you keep sending me these checks? I had shifted my listening in terms of how my uncle really, that was his term of endearment. Okay, that's how, when I finally got that, literally, my relationship with my uncle shifted, and I'm glad it did, because we had a much richer relationship in his later years before he passed. And before he died, he said, do you know how much I've always loved and respected you? And that was kind of like, no. However, I get it. I do get it, though. Thank you. You just have a different way of showing it. And he was able to say that because my listening for him has shifted. Because prior to that, I had always avoided him because I knew what he was going to say to me. And I would shut down because I did not want to be called that name. And anything he said to me got dismissed, like, whatever, yeah, according to you. My default listening would begin with him. However, once I shifted, my uncle loves me. I didn't get to that point until he told me. However, prior to that, it was, my uncle cares about me. And this is his term of endearment, and that's what had me shift, because I shifted. That's his term of endearment. It's a strange one. It's strange for me. However, that's how he says, that's for him, it's like, hello, sweetie pie, or hi, cookie, or whatever other kind of term of endearment. His was fat little girl.
Oh, my God. So that is a true sign of maturity on your part to be able to shift your listening around that without trying to make him change what he calls you or refers to you as.
Well, he was never going to, that was not going to happen. And that's where people make the error in terms of, well, I'm going to change him. No, you're not. Good luck. Good luck with that one. All I needed to do was change how I listened to him. And once I did that, truly, I got my uncle. I truly got him. And while he was a gruff, tough kind of guy, because at one point he was a Chicago policeman and then he became a Chicago detective, he was gruff. He was a tough guy. And that's the kind of language he used. And he just thought I would get it. And since I never, quote, fought back, I simply avoid it. He just thought I could take it.
And wow.
Yeah, that's what he made up.
But, you know, you take the whole person in context. And given the fact that he was in the police force, which, you know, it creates toughness, that probably was a, like you said, a term of endearment, even though it felt very rough.
Yes, absolutely.
So, well, listen, we are at the break. Again, these sections go so fast, and so we are going to continue this conversation on listening, and you're listening with Mona and Savitri, and we are truly listening to Sisters Talk Radio. We'll be right back with our guest, Dr. Carol McCall, right after this break.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
Now you can have a superpower memory and have information at your mental fingertips. Release your memory power in just a few short hours. You could be able to remember over 100 people's names after meeting them only once. Learn foreign languages faster and easier than ever before with your new memory power. Students can get better grades with less study time and effortlessly remember information for tests. This memory system is a revolutionary breakthrough. It's fast, and it can work for everyone. You can develop a superpower memory and be able to remember facts and information, details, statistics. Amaze everyone you meet with your superpower memory.
For free information on this revolutionary breakthrough for memory improvement, call toll-free 877-749-9388. That's 877-749-9388. If you can't remember the number, you need this course more than anyone. Call 877-749-9388 right now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to this terrific show. You're listening to Sisters Talk Radio today with Mona and
Savitri.
Great. We are very much tuned into listening to our very special guest, Dr. Carol McCall. And at the break, we started a conversation about parents listening to their children, whether they be teenagers, little children, or adult children. So, Dr. McCall, how do you help parents that may have teenagers that don't listen to them?
I'll answer it this way. There are different ways in which their teenagers don't listen to them. And one of the ways that I support parents to communicate with their teenagers that don't listen to them is to give them some tools in which to start to speak to their children. I have a, when my granddaughter, who is now 17, when she was 3, and I was very engaged in this work that I'm doing, the listening work, very often she would start to share what had gone on with her day. That was generally my question. What happened today? How did your day go? And she would start to talk about her day, and I would literally get distracted and start looking at something else or listening to something else. She would take my face in her little hands, and she would say, "Grandma Carol, you're not listening." So I learned with my granddaughter to really listen. Now, that segues into my starting to ask my teenagers, how do you want me to listen to you? Because I was clear that I was giving them unsolicited, untimely feedback or interjections and or even interruptions. And I learned that by doing that, that was one of those turn-off switches. If I'm giving you untimely interruptions, cutting you off, or giving you feedback that you weren't ready for because I wasn't listening to you, then I'm going to get that back. And so I support parents to ask their children how do you want me to listen to you? And then I give them choices. How do you want me to listen to you? Do you want me to be silent? Do you want me to give feedback? Do you want me to give advice? Do you want me to brainstorm with you? Or do you want me to summarize? How do you want me to listen? And at first, when I started asking my children that, my teenagers that, they were surprised, like, wow, okay. So they would tell me, and I would honor it. And then I'd say, is it okay if I say something right now? And they would either say yes, or they would say no. And if they said no, I'd be silent. So it was a matter of really working with my teenagers, who are now, of course, full grown. And we still have that kind of dialogue going back and forth. And my question is, how do you want me to listen? Because I have no idea what they're wanting. I know what I want to do. I know I want to jump in as mother and take care of them. And very often when they do share with me certain things, and then I've asked them, how do you want me to listen to you? And they'll say, well, when I'm done, I want to brainstorm with you some things. And that's what I will do. I will also give a disclaimer. There are times when I'll say, this is your mother speaking, and this is coming from your mother's perspective. And then I will say whatever I see as an observer, what I've been listening to, and I'll give that to them as feedback. Then I will say, okay, I'm ready to brainstorm. So when I say, this is your mother speaking, now my children, who are in their 40s, by the way, my children will say, okay, I want my mother to speak to me right now. It's some motherly advice, which is great, because now I know what there is for me to do. However, what I'm saying is, by asking the question, how do you want me to listen to you, has been very, very useful and very powerful in terms of beginning to listen to my children. And I started asking my children to listen to me. And that is something that they have found to be very significant and very rich, that I would even ask them to listen to me. And have gotten some very wise responses back from my children when I have said, it's my turn. I really am asking you to listen to me. And they do. And now, of course, when I've asked that question, my statement is, I want to be heard. I'm asking to be heard. And they say, how do you want me to listen to you? So I know where that's coming from. So it's the simple, and it's a consistent practice that I have supported parents to do. And what I'm really sensitive about is nobody gave us a parenting manual. So when we are listening to our children, it's useful to let them know what I'm doing with what they're saying. And generally speaking, it means I'm not judging them. Because I'm not judging them, really. I'm judging me, whether or not I did a great job as a mother. And so it's about taking attention away from me as their mother and really listening to them as another adult, another human being who, given I put in all the appropriate foundations and values, they really are going to do just fine. I'm willing to trust that I've laid a very solid foundation. So they will do fine. And to see what they've done with the learning and the lessons that they've had as they've been growing up. So it's really about parents trusting themselves that they got their job done, and I do support parents to let their children know that they got their job done as a parent, to tell your child, I'm proud of you. I got my job done. You are a very responsible, loving, whatever the adjectives are, human being, and I'm very, very pleased with how you have turned out. Thank you very much. And that's very useful to tell our children. They turned out. They really did great. They are now willing to listen because they know that you respect them. So those are some of the ways in which I support parents to listen to their children. I've even encouraged children, parents to have a report card, and there are five things on the report card. What is it? Do I listen to you? Do I interrupt you? Do I champion you? Do I give you great advice? And do you get that I love you? And in all those five categories, the children are to give them a rating. And there to the parent is to accept the grades and then allow the children to tell them how they can improve in these areas if any of the children give them Fs. So far, I've only had one parent tell me that her child gave her an F, and her F came in saying, you don't say I love you enough. She shows it, but she didn't say it enough, and the daughter wanted to hear it more often, and that was the first time I'd heard any of the parents say that they got an F. So those are some of the ways in which I support parents to begin to have their children listen to them and be present to what you ask for, because once your children start listening to you and they feel safe and they feel honored, you may be getting more information than you thought you might want at that time. So I do, you know how you give those warning signs? This is a warning. You may be getting more information than you had bargained for. However, it's a great trust-building exercise to start asking children, how do you want me to listen to you?
You've probably saved a number of marriages as well with this.
Yes.
Because, you know, so many people, you know, who grows up knowing how to listen? You know, that's not taught in school. Your parents, most of our parents don't teach us that. So coming across your information and you has been just the greatest gift. And one of the things that I've learned since I've been studying with you is how much just being defensive in just whatever conversation has gotten in the way of my listening.
Yes.
And you have an incredible way of coaching people to bring out the best in them. And the other thing I've learned is how critical our self-esteem is in our ability to listen, our self-worth, how, you know, so many people don't value themselves. And I have really come to appreciate how much growing that part of us really impacts our ability to listen better to other people.
Yes. And, you know, you and I, Mona, have been engaged in this conversation about our own self-esteem. And I will repeat myself, which is when we don't keep our word to ourselves, when we don't listen to ourselves, that really eats away, that erodes our self-esteem. We no longer can trust ourselves. And I had this coaching call earlier today with someone who is going to be working with me to handle her defensiveness. Her defensiveness, and I said, what are you defensive about? And she said, well, that I might be wrong. And so she walks around with her shoulders raised. She even has a shoulder condition because her shoulders are always raised like she's going to get hit. And I asked her, what were you ever abused as a child? The answer was no. But she keeps her shoulders crouched around her neck just in case she's wrong. And she grew up in a family where no matter what she said, her parents said to her, you can do better. And you can do better, she translated to mean she was wrong. And so out of the call today, she got, you can do better doesn't mean you're wrong. It means possibly that you have far greater potential than you have ever exercised. And that's what your parents were cheerleading you to accept about yourself. Now, where have you not kept your word to yourself? And she gave me some examples, and I said, you didn't keep your word to yourself from the perspective of what? And she said, well, I might have been wrong. And so one of her exercises is to take on her next activity, going full force, doing it 100%, and knowing that the 100% is right because she's doing it her way. It's not
Beautiful.
Wrong. It's her way, and so it's right.
Beautiful.
And so,
well, we're out of break time again. And so when we come back, we're going to, Carol, I'm going to have you give your contact information for people. So
okay.
You're listening to Mona and Savitri with our guest, Dr. Carol McCall, on Sisters Talk Radio. We'll be right back after this break.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Now you can have a superpower memory and have information at your mental fingertips. Release your memory power in just a few short hours. You could be able to remember over 100 people's names after meeting them only once. Learn foreign languages faster and easier than ever before with your new memory power. Students can get better grades with less study time and effortlessly remember information for tests. This memory system is a revolutionary breakthrough. It's fast, and it can work for everyone. You can develop a superpower memory and be able to remember facts and information, details, statistics. Amaze everyone you meet with your superpower memory.
For free information on this revolutionary breakthrough for memory improvement, call toll-free 877-749-9388. That's 877-749-9388. If you can't remember the number, you need this course more than anyone. Call 877-749-9388 right now.
Welcome back to this fascinating show. This is Mona and Savitri.
Hello.
And we are listening to Dr. Carol McCall, who is the founder of the Institute for Global Listening and Communication. So, Dr. McCall, please tell us, if someone's interested in your personal coaching or any of your materials, how can they get a hold of you?
Great. Well, my website is www.listeningprofitsu, and I'll spell it, listening, listening, profits, profits, the letter U, .com. Again, that's listeningprofitsu.com. And they can contact me through my email, which is Dr. Carol McCall, D-R, Carol, C-A-R-O-L, McCall, M-C-C-A-L-L, at gmail.com.
And I will post this on the website with your archived of this show. And I could not encourage everybody, I can encourage everybody that's listening to this to consider taking her coaching course. I have learned so much about myself and my listening styles. It's just been invaluable. And so you can contact Carol, and she can tell you more about that. So, and also she's got her book, Listen, There's a World Waiting to be Heard, out there. And we'll put a link to her website and all her materials there. But Carol, what I wanted to, not but, and Carol, I wanted to ask, tell us about this Possibility of Woman course. Since we are a Sisters Talk radio show, tell us a little bit about what that entails.
Yes, it's one of our signature courses, programs, and it's a three-day program for women. And what happens in that course is a series of lectures, exercises, and what I call the angel chair work, which is the hallmark of that course. What it does is you really begin to reclaim you, the woman, as a possibility, and you begin to anchor yourself in who you are and the different roles you play versus getting yourself scattered with all the roles you play looking for who you are. So it returns you to your center. Who are you as a woman? And now from that center, from that core of who you are as a woman, now you execute these different roles so that you don't have to lose you in the role. You bring an enhanced skill and enhanced richness to each role because the core of you has been solidly restored. And we get that done in 3 days.
Wow.
And so, yeah, it's a very powerful course, which is why we call it The Possibility of Woman. And the course is very non-judgmental. And our philosophy about it being so non-judgmental is we don't need to make it judgmental. You're already doing a good enough job by yourself. You need to come to this retreat and lighten up on yourself for a change and really let the real you show up. And there's a beautiful exercise in there where we have you come up front and we have you called the Queen of Justice. And the Queen of Justice comes up to the front of the room and she stands there, and the women in the room have to give her adjectives about her essence. And all she can do is say thank you. And the amazing transformation that happens when a woman has to stand in the face of all of this acknowledgement, in that moment, things start to shift for her. So the Queen
of Justice.
You know,
Carol, I want to just interrupt. There was just a little break in the sound. So could you say again, you left off with the Queen of Justice. When the Queen of Justice goes to the front of the room?
Yes.
Can you just repeat that?
Yes. Women begin to give her lots of adjectives, and they throw out all these adjectives to her. They shout them out to her, and all she is able to do is to say thank you. And women are saying, "You're essence. You're a flower. You're beautiful. You're intelligent." And it doesn't mean that these women have to know anything about you. They're talking about your essence, and it's the first time for many women that anyone has ever identified their essence. And it's happening so quickly that the woman isn't able to shrug it off because she's being bombarded quickly with all of these adjectives about her essence. And in that moment, a transformation happens for her. It's very, very powerful when people are telling you how great you are, and there's the only thing you can do is absorb it. Imagine
I love
that.
It. I love it. You know, since this is the last segment, I wanted to get this question in. Is there a great difference in listening styles between men and women?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Can you talk to a little bit about that?
Yes, the gender difference. It's very important. And there's two major differences. Women listen to connect. Men listen to perform. Both are accurate. Both are necessary. Now, women who have a lot of what I call male energy, or what's referred to as male energy, meaning let's perform, give me the information, get to the bottom line so I can do it quickly. Underneath all that, she's really listening that way so she can connect. So she hasn't given it up. She simply put an overlay on top of it. Women listen to connect. And so a lot of your powerful women, and you'll see a lot of them right now going into politics, they're going there to, quote, to get some work done. However, they're connecting. They're listening and connecting first in order to get the work done. The men perform. They listen to perform. Okay, I'm listening, bottom line it, what do I do? And that's how they then go into relationship. Women are very, it's very important to be in relationship. Men, it's very important to be in action. And they're listening for what's the action? Because they are about fixing it. Women are about relationship.
So how do you make that, how do you bridge that between two people, or, you know, a woman and a man? If the man is, you know, speaking to, he's listening to perform, how do you get those two to come together?
Well, for one, I support women, encourage women to keep their conversations short, literally, because you're going to lose them after about 15 minutes, and it needs to stay on topic. And so I encourage women to say what they have to say briefly, because you're talking to the gender, the male gender, who's listening for what does he have to do about it. And he's listening, so what is he going to have to perform? So it's useful when she tells him, don't do anything about it, and I need 5 minutes or 10 minutes, and please listen to me without interruption, and then we'll look to see what needs to happen. It's useful to prepare him for what this is about. What I've gotten from men over and over, because we've done male clinics, men coming to the women's course as a clinic, one of the things that men say they really don't like is when she says, honey, we need to talk. He goes, uh-oh, uh-oh, what are we going to talk about? Because for her, it generally is something he hasn't done. Mm-hmm. And so he's listening for what did he do wrong, what did he not perform, so how can he fix it? For her, she's really talking to him to connect, to spill her soul, just to connect with him, to let him know how she's doing. She doesn't want him to fix it. She just wants him to listen. And so I coach men, don't fix it. Listen carefully. And then ask her, what can I do? What do you want me to do? He's to ask her. So when I'm coaching men and women, I give them the clues to how do we communicate. And that takes a little while, especially when I'm working with couples. It takes a little while, not forever. However, it does usually take about 3 or 4 sessions. And they go home and they start practicing, and it really does work.
I believe that. Well, we're getting to a close on our show here. We have just a minute or so, and we're going to have you back on the show, Dr. Carol McCall, because this has just been a fascinating conversation, and I want to be sure that our listeners know how to get a hold of you. So could you repeat your website and your email again for our listeners?
Yes. My website is www.listeningprofitsu.com. And my email is Dr. Dr. Carol, Carol, McCall, McCall, @gmail.com.
Beautiful.
And there is a bonus.
Well, thank you so much. We want to help you in your vision of reaching 200 million masterful listeners. So all of you women and sisters that are listening to the show, please share this show and contact Dr. Carol McCall and improve your communication style by learning how to listen better. So with that, we'll look forward to listening to all of you next week. Thank you for listening to Sisters Talk Radio. Have a beautiful weekend.
Thank you for tuning in to Sisters Talk Radio with Mona and Savitri. Listen live each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Mona and Savitri, visit SistersTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.